Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Finding Our Shortcomings and Becoming More Diligent by a practitioner from Xinjiang Province, China.
Minghui Fahui, Finding Our Shortcomings and Becoming More Diligent by a practitioner from Zhejiang Province, mainland China. Greetings to Great Master. Greetings to all fellow practitioners. The Fahui on Minghui is an opportunity given by Master for us to improve our Xinqing and cultivation level. Here, I'll summarize my cultivation experiences of the last few years. 1. Master gave me wisdom. In my area, there were few DAFA practitioners. Many truth clarification materials production centers were destroyed, and many practitioners' books were confiscated by the evil. Some practitioners did not even have a copy of Zhuan Falun. Moreover, some practitioners thought that fellow practitioners who produced DAFA materials were more apt to be persecuted. However, this was a human notion. After I was released from detention, I studied the Fa for a while, and I realized that I should build a truth clarification materials production center. I still had many attachments, for example, fear. One focus of the persecutors was materials production centers. Moreover, some practitioners, after being arrested and under pressure, released information about the producers of our informational materials. Thus, many practitioners were unwilling to produce materials. I also hesitated. However, by studying the Fa well, I eliminated my attachments. Practitioners are here to help Master rectify the Fa and save people. So how could I always think about being persecuted? Master hopes our material centers can be found everywhere. I should do what Master wants. After I was released, my unit stopped my pension. They gave me only a few hundred yuan for my living expenses. It was far from enough. I tried my best to save money. Adding in my savings, I finally got 1,400 yuan and bought a printer. Then fellow practitioners helped purchase paper, a paper cutter, staples, etc. Thus, my home-based materials production center was started. Because no one around me knew how to use a computer, I had to learn to use it myself. I believed that as long as what I did was based on the Fa, Master would give me a lot of wisdom because DAFA can do anything. Very soon after, I learned how to type, how to download and install software, how to edit articles and photos, and how to make and print pamphlets. In recent years, I have provided local practitioners with a variety of DAFA books and truth clarification materials. I also made many other materials according to needs. Sometimes people praised me. Master said, quote, "For a cultivator, all the frustrations he comes across among everyday people are trials, and all the compliments he receives are tests." Unquote. A cultivator is naturally part of it from Essentials for Further Advancement. Master also said, quote, "Some are more capable when it comes to one thing, others with another. You definitely shouldn't let your thoughts run wild based on that. You say that you have such great abilities and so on and so forth, but that was all bestowed upon you by the Fa. Actually, it wouldn't work if you failed to attain that level of abilities. Fa rectification required your wisdom to reach that point, so you definitely shouldn't think that you're so capable." Unquote. Explaining the Fa during the 2003 Lantern Festival at the U.S. West Fa Conference. Because it was required by DAFA, I always told myself not to be zealous. 2. Denying and destroying the old forces' persecution. Because I have various attachments which gave the old forces opportunities to persecute me, I was sentenced to 6 years in prison. After I was released, I was monitored by the authorities. Sometimes they instructed the guards of my residential area to secretly monitor my whereabouts. The old forces also gave me various difficulties, such as economic problems. My child got sick. My husband had an affair. My family complained about me, etc. However, none of these could shake my steadfast faith in Falun Dafa. Oftentimes, when the persecutors came or when my husband fought with me, I knew the reason behind it was that I hadn't cultivated myself well. The only way to solve these problems is to study the Fa well. Master said, quote, "The Fa can break all attachments. The Fa can destroy all evil. The Fa can shatter all lies. And the Fa can strengthen righteous thoughts," unquote. Drive out interference from Essentials for Further Advancement 2. So I studied the Fa more and sent forth righteous thoughts more. Then my Xinqing improved and my righteous thoughts got stronger and the bad factors in other dimensions were eliminated. As for those persons who monitored me under the instruction of the evil, I treated them with righteous thoughts. I clarified the truth to them sincerely and asked them not to believe the evil's lies nor participate in the persecution so that they might have a bright future. I also persuaded them to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its associated organizations. Some of them quit, and even some of their friends quit. During the recent 3 years, I have been persecuted 3 times, including being illegally arrested 2 times and sent to a brainwashing center 1 time. There was 1 time that my apartment was searched and I was illegally arrested and taken to a police precinct, where they tried to further persecute me. However, I looked at it all with righteous thoughts. I never acknowledged the persecution by old forces. So I openly walked out of the police precinct and came back home safely. Master said, quote, "If upon encountering trying circumstances, your thinking can be truly righteous, then when faced with the evil's persecution and when faced with interference, just 1 sentence of yours, fortified with steadfast righteous thoughts, can instantly make the evil disintegrate, and it will make those who are being used by the evil turn and flee. It will make the evil's persecution of you dissolve, and it will make the evil's interfering with you disappear without a trace," unquote. Teaching the Fa at the Western U.S. International Fa Conference. I often recall that Master said, quote, "Indestructible righteous faith in the cosmos's truth forms benevolent Dafa disciples' rock-solid, diamond-like bodies. It frightens all evil, and the light of truth it emanates makes the unrighteous elements in all beings' thoughts disintegrate. However strong the righteous thoughts are, that's how great the power is," unquote. Also, in a few words, from Essentials to Further Advancement 2. 3. Becoming more compassionate by cultivating my Xinqing. At the beginning, when Master told us to send forth righteous thoughts to eliminate evil, I had to use all my strength to keep my palm erect. I had the attachment of a competitive mentality. If anyone said that Dafa was not good, I always argued with them. As a result, no one was convinced, and they all were angry. When I encountered those who monitored me, I did not treat them nicely. When I saw a police car, I sent forth righteous thoughts with a strong competitive mentality. Then I realized my problem. For example, I didn't like some practitioners or had many complaints about some practitioners. After continuously studying the Fa, I eliminated those negative notions and even saw the many merits of those practitioners, which I didn't see before. I started to think about things from the other person's viewpoint. Once I heard a story about an elderly practitioner who eliminated the old forces' persecution of her health by sending forth righteous thoughts, and I was deeply moved. I also deeply regret that I never cared about elderly practitioners. I gradually eliminated my family's complaints of me. In order to save them, I knew I must cultivate myself first. The environment of each practitioner was created by them. As long as we improve our Xinqing, all things around us will change. Now, my husband and his family treat Dafa and me differently. In addition, previously, when I persuaded people to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations, I was holding selfish thoughts. I wanted to complete cultivation. I was saving people for my own sake. But now, I really care about all lives and the countless lives behind them. 4. Striving forward with fellow practitioners. In each area, there are many elderly practitioners who are not well educated. They haven't studied the Fa much, and some of them didn't understand the Fa well. Some only think that dafa can cure their illness, and some only practice at home. Once, when we were illegally arrested, a practitioner's children threatened her. If you keep on practicing Falun Gong, we will not take care of you anymore. This practitioner was frightened and stopped practicing. Eventually, she forgot how to do the exercises and now lives in a home for the aged. I thought that I would try my best to help these older practitioners. If she lagged behind, it's highly possible that she has no future as a consequence, and all lives in her world might be eliminated. On the other hand, if she resumes her cultivation with one more practitioner, more sentient beings would be saved. For example, I tried to make it convenient for older practitioners by printing experience-sharing articles for them, and I purchased electronic devices and installed the exercise music and lectures on them. I sent materials to the homes of some practitioners who were too old to go out by themselves. For those practitioners who are suffering serious illness, I went to share my experiences with them to help them negate all of the old forces' arrangements. Far rectification has almost reached the end. There are still many people waiting for us to save them. I must strive forward harder and harder, eliminate various attachments, and do the three things better. Thank you, merciful Master. Hashur.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.